You know what I've had one time?
taking a
fat dump, knocks, and I go, occupied, and they go, what was that? And it's like, does it fucking matter what I said? You know someone's in here. What do you mean?
Are you trying to join?
What? Are you retarded? You know, sit on my lap and like poop through the hole, like the crack between my legs. What are we
They're
doing?
They're coming in to wipe you, bro. They're coming in to wipe.
Oh, daddy, oh, lied, daddy, lied, daddy, lied.
What's up, Gucci?
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flexing, flexing.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
So we're on. We're in. We're Gucci.
Always Gucci. Let's go. What's today's episode?
Pet peeves.
Sounds...
Pissing on pets, petting, peeving, all those things.
Sounds aggravating.
So, what is a pet peeve of yours? Do you have one just off the top of your head? Something that pisses you off right now?
Yeah. Just driving slow in traffic. This is just like a general one.
Just driving slow in traffic. That's what drives.
Not in traffic. Sorry, driving slow on the highway, and you're like in the middle or left lane, like a 3-lane highway. You're in the middle of the left lane,
mm-hmm.
and you just want to go
10 under.
Oh,
yeah,
and when it's a 65, even 5 under. No, I don't care. You can go 63 in a 65, and I'm still pissed off.
Interesting.
It's like go at least. I should be able to set cruise at 65 in the middle lane and be fine.
So I used to be this way. I used to be exactly like you. And then I had to drive for work all the time.
Yeah.
And I realized if I'm on the highway driving to work, like because I had to drive like 3-4 hours sometimes. Right. If I slowed it down to 60 miles an hour to 65 somewhere in that range, my fuel economy went through the fucking roof.
Yeah, but you paid for it. Well, I guess you paid for my gas.
So like the difference in time was like 15, 20 minutes. Tops. On a 3-hour drive, I don't give a shit. Especially if I'm in that giant truck getting 23 miles per gallon. 24 miles per gallon.
I do care, though.
Giant truck.
15 minutes is a lot of time.
Nah.
That's a lot of time.
Nah.
That's 15 minutes more I get to sleep. Time is relative, bro. 15 more minutes to get to
sleep. Time is relative. What's the stupid Matthew McConaughey movie? Interstellar? Yeah, time is relative, bro.
It wasn't that stupid. It was decent.
No, I love that movie, but like also time is relative. I'm just going to keep saying it because it makes me sound smart. You know why Alabama dudes fuck clocks? Because time is relative.
Clock? I didn't know that they did that.
Yeah, because they're related to the clocks. Come on. Yeah, you got it. There you go. You put it together. Look at that.
It took me a second.
I'd use the small hand and the big hand to applaud you, but they're not connecting.
What's your pet peeve?
One of them? Oh, see, here's the thing. I have a lot of things that annoy the shit out of me.
I got a few.
Big pet peeve, two yellow Starbursts in the same fucking package. That's a pet peeve. Small children in general fucking hate that. In general, not all, but just like in general.
Like young children or just small people?
Oh, that's a good point. Because I fucking hate midgets. I'm going to go with children.
I hope we don't have any midget listeners, because I'm real sorry if we do.
I'm not worried about it.
I mean...
You're afraid that we have midget listeners? What, are they going to leave us a short review?
Very possible.
I got a little bit to say. It's like, I'm sure you do.
Is that... You got others.
Oh, I was just like, do you think they get half price on spray tans because they're so small? They don't use as much like material?
No, they don't get half price on anything.
I'm sure they get like discounts on some things.
Clothes?
Ladders?
No.
It's smaller.
No, you need a big ladder.
Yeah, I know.
You need a bigger ladder.
Every ladder is the same.
No, you need a bigger ladder.
Do you think they ever come up to like a 6-foot ladder and like, Jesus Christ, that's like Mount Everest?
I'll tell you right now, I do not like climbing ladders at all.
Do you not?
No. Not at all.
So I used to be really, really afraid of climbing ladders, and then I worked for a cable company.
See, I don't think I could do that.
Do you know what a midline hang is? So cable ladders have hooks over them,
mm-hmm.
and you hang them on the cable line between the poles, and that's where you'll see it jump off. That
cable line holds you
up to 3,000 pounds. It has a metal run through it, but yeah,
that's what you're betting on.
Then. Yeah,
is a 3,000 pound cable line
holding you,
staking your life on it.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, no. I don't do roller coasters. Do you think if I'm going to do that?
Loose butthole or tight butthole when I climb
up there? Oh, 100% diet. Hey, you can't do that. That's white power now, apparently.
Oh, I'm good with it.
Okay.
You have a problem with white power?
I'm just saying. We got to be politically correct sometimes.
I always hated the guys who would say shit like, I don't actually see color. Here's the thing. If you're colorblind, you literally only see black and white. Therefore, that's the fucking problem. So that's one of the things I just don't like. That's a pet peeve right there. Political correctness.
Okay. Sorry for being PC. Not trying to be a pet peeve.
Oh, wet socks. Not a fan. Like.
It's like if your socks got wet at work.
No, I would deal with it. I would just be upset the whole time. Okay. I'd just be like, this sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just
curious. Or I'd start working barefoot and everyone would be like, what the fuck is that? Just go full Hobbit. Some big hairy feet just like slapping around on the floor.
Got them hairy slappers.
Yeah.
That you got. Okay. That's cool. Pet peeve of mine. No one's seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sitting there watching the movie together.
And they ask you fucking questions. If you look
over me and ask me a question about the movie,
I'm punching. I know as slap much as you do. Yeah.
So bad. Stop talking. Because I'm listening, one, to the movie. I don't care if the credits are rolling. Like, the beginning credits, if they have that in the movie. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me a question about, hey, what just happened in the beginning? Is he... So, I don't know. I know as much as you do right now.
In that same vein, if I show you something that I care about...
Yeah.
And you, like, swipe it off to the side, basically. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm watching that video, but you're not at all. Like, I could see you... Actually not watching
you're
it.
You're texting as the video is playing?
Yeah.
Like, you're just like...
Oh, I'm not going to your funeral. I've already written you off.
As that's it?
Like, it's done.
You're done?
It's like, and now we lay this person to rest. And I'm like, hey, just so everyone knows, I'm out. I just get up and leave in the middle of it.
So you would go, but you would make sure that...
Just to make a scene.
Just
so everyone there knew that you're a piece of shit.
I don't disagree with that.
And it just drives me nuts. It's like, hey, I took time out of my day to show you something that I enjoyed. Well, I didn't have to do this.
I think it's worse if you ask. Okay, like if I just came up to you and I'm like,
no, if hey, I bro, send watch it this. To you, if I send it to you, I don't care.
No.
But if I'm there in person showing it to you and you're actively in front of me not watching it, I'm just like,
no. That's okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. My thing. If you just come up to me and be like, hey, bro, watch this. I'll be like, okay, what am I watching exactly?
Usually it's thing. Pornhub if it's my phone.
But if you, like, legitimately ask the person, hey, do you see that, you know, that real funny or that real stupid, whatever? And they're like, nah. And they're like, oh, bro, I'm pulled up my shirt. And they're like, okay, yeah, let me see it. They say, okay, yeah, let me see it. And they do that, what you're talking mm-hmm. about.
Fuck you.
Yes. So, I agree with you
know
on
what else?
That.
You know what else I'd like to get really fucking that. Mad about? When I send someone a video and they go, LOL, immediately back. And I'm like, that was a 3-minute video.
Yes.
Fuck you. Yes. You didn't even watch it. You just said LOL to get like, oh, yes. You saw it. No. Fuck you.
Mm-mm. You didn't see it.
Sometimes I want to disguise the thumbnail where it's like, oh my God, you won't believe this funny fail. And then it's just like someone like getting beheaded by ISIS. And they'll be like, LOL. Hilarious. And I'll be like, wow, I'm going to need you to really watch that video because you done fucked up. Do you hate America?
Now I know.
Do you hate America? Like, Jesus.
That is, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be real honest real quick. I don't think I've ever told anybody this. Be real honest.
Yeah. You used to watch core videos? Same.
No. There are times, depending on who I get the video from,
mm-hmm.
I will say that. I'll start there.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on who I get the video from, I will look. I'll click on it, of course. Especially if they know that I've seen. Like, if it's on, like, Messenger or something, yeah. They're like, hey, your face has now seen this new message or whatever. I will look at the video time and be like,
and decide right there.
It's 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
I'll wait.
Wow. You just set a timer on your phone. You're like,
no, it's not more like a mental timer. You want to
play the video and walk off. You'll just like,
I will start it and be like, no, this isn't even that good. All right, whatever.
Don't, don't you hate when someone tags you in some shit or shows you something and it's like, you thought I was interested in this? You fucking wasted my time with it? You sent me an infomercial? Bitch, take your slap chop. Not
buying anything. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Take your slap chop. Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a shit about this. But hey, this is a really, here's a real kicker. If I ever get sent some shit and it turns out to be a weight loss product, I'm going to sign you up for every political ad campaign that I can.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be
like,
are you
going to pay for it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to like donate $2 to Trump, $2 to Biden, $2 to fucking fuck all Kanye. Everybody. Everybody.
Kanye. Come on now.
Just so that your fucking mailbox just gets plastered with bullshit.
Yeah.
Constantly.
You're going to figure out how to get their personal email if you don't already have it.
You know what I'm going to really... I'm gonna really do like put like racist epithets inside of their fucking front yard. And I'm gonna come there in the middle of the night and I'm just gonna like throw like fake hanging bodies in their tree and then drive off so that they have to explain that shit to their neighbors. Like fuck off. You really wanna play that? You sent me a weight loss product. I'll drive 6 states. I don't care. I ain't got shit going. I'm barely employed. Thank you, my 6-figure queen.
Sounds like a pet peeve for sure.
Yeah, for sure. This shit drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm not even on social media anymore.
I know, you're not. Do you not like, is that a pet peeve of your social media? Or you just don't,
I think it made me a much more unhappy person.
I don't disagree with that.
Much happier being disconnected.
Yeah. I will say, because I dropped all of my, I turned my Instagram personal and my Snapchat personal. No, Twitter personal into our pod.
Yeah.
Our pod thing. So I dropped like all the followers, like all the people I was following and all that kind of stuff. It's weird. Like I'll get like a scroll down on like Instagram or, and it's like, oh, you're all caught up. I didn't even know it was a thing. I didn't know you could be all caught up.
Yeah.
And then they just show you like a bunch of other people's stuff. Like, oh, you might like this. You might like this. I'm like,
no, I'm good.
No, I'm good. Yeah. No, I'm good. It is weird. Like not having all those people to be like,
I always feel like a vegan when people start talking about like social media, because I'm like, oh, I'm not on social media. I'll tell everybody immediately. I'm much healthier than all of you.
Mentally, I always agree.
You know what? Yeah. That's a pet peeve against me. How about that? That's something that I don't like that I do actively. I'm not on social media. Like it makes me better than you or something. Here's a pet peeve.
I would say, I'll say this real quick, and I'm going to say this pet peeve for Josh. Only because I went through it for a little while. Not a long time. Solid. The longest I made it was about a month.
No, not November?
No. Oh, okay. Being a vegan.
Oh.
Made it about a month. And then I did like spurts of like 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks kind of thing. When you tell somebody you're a vegan, because they're you know, I was not the person to be like, hey, I'm a vegan. You. Like I wouldn't just come out and be like, hey, I'm a vegan. They'd be like, hey, do you want some? Like, nah, I'm good. And I'm like, oh, why not? And I'm like, I'm good. And they're like, well, what? I mean, it's good. And I'm like, no.
You don't like food?
I don't.
Like, I'm trying to be a vegan.
And I don't eat
like,
that.
Oh, well, it's do you eat eggs? And it's like, well, do you understand what being a vegan is? Oh, my
God. It is the, I'm not going to lie.
Here's the thing, though.
It's the worst.
Here's the real thing, though, is if you're doing it because you love animals, but you're a vegan and you drink water, you're drinking a fish house, so fuck off. You don't care about the homeless fish.
It was, for me, it was never a...
Which is fair. You don't have to do it. Same thing with
Josh.
Listen.
It's not an animal thing. It's a health thing.
So that's the thing, is like, you're going to, you know, go vegan, but you're also going to, like, punch fish to death after you catch them.
You might.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
It's a sign of dominance.
Well, you slap them against a rock.
Yeah.
I'm very humane, and I don't even touch the fish most of the time.
I actually breathe extra oxygen right in their face so they die from it. Use your stupid fucking gills, you bitch. Here's a pet peeve.
Okay.
I can't take a dookie with long sleeves.
Mm.
The shirt has to come off. Doesn't matter where I am, public. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. It's because my brain can't get around the idea that if I wipe my ass with long sleeves, I'm going to get shit all over my sleeves. Here's another thing. I've never gotten shit all over my fucking arm while wiping my ass. But mentally, when I go to do it, it's just like, cannot compute. Like, I have to take off my shirt and wipe. And listen, if it's going to be a real long dookie, I'm going to strip all the way down. Like, pant leg out, like, foot out.
That's what I was going to say.
Middle of Target, if I'm busting ass, it's like, hey, man, I'm naked in here. Good luck. I also don't like the thing where people knock on the door while you're, like, taking a shit somewhere. And they're like, not in here. Yeah.
What do you say? Here's, come in.
Occupied.
Come in.
You know what I've had one time? taking a fat dump, knocks, and I go, occupied. And they go, what was that? And it's like, does it fucking matter what I said? You know someone's in here. What do you mean?
Are you trying to join?
What? Are you retarded? You know, sit on my lap and like poop through the hole, like the crack between my legs. What are we doing?
They were coming in to wipe you, bro. They were coming in to wipe.
Oh, daddy lying.
All right, well, see, you'd have been okay.
I don't think I would trust someone to wipe my own ass.
Oh,
my
ass. No. No, no, no. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is not a pet peeve, but I now have a poop question.
Okay.
Stand wiping or sit wiping?
So here's the thing. Technically, it's like a half squat.
Really?
So, like, I'm not sitting. I'm, like, leaned forward, but I'm still, like, in a squat position. Mm. So my ass is still, like, over the toilet.
Yeah.
But I'm not touching the toilet.
I gotcha.
Because I think that's the angle where I can get the most torque to really get in there.
I'm a full-blown stand.
Oh, you like, stand I'm straight a up? Stand? You stand straight up where your cheeks smash that peanut butter together, and then you pull one cheek apart and, like, etch it out? Like, what are you talking? You just stand.
So here's the thing.
Do you hold your cheeks open?
No. Like, I'll stand up, and then I turn around. I don't. That's what I've always done. I have no idea why. Just always done it. I'll stand up, turn around.
Look at your doo-doo.
Look at it, be like, okay, that was decent.
Do you rate it like as you go?
You're
like,
I mean,
hell yeah. Okay.
I mean, if it's good, it's like,
do you ever just snap a picture? You're like, hey, that's for Josh.
Boop. Oh, yes. We do it back and forth, actually.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's like what I like to do, because it gets this is getting real personal now. Yeah. It's everything real tight.
Yeah.
Is I like cut my nuts and like pull them forward a little bit. Mm-hmm. So like it's all like real tight and then do like not even a quarter squat. It's just like a little bit of like,
you like your cheeks curtsy, are open now. You curtsy. You like bend the knee a little bit.
Your cheeks are open a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you wipe.
So what I actually do is I lay on the bathroom floor in the fetal position and I pull one knee up to my chest and then the doctor comes in, right?
Lubes up. Yeah, squirts it all in there.
Throws a towel, says clean it up. And then he doesn't call me back.
I mean, I was curious. I've been to your bathroom.
Yeah.
So I assume, based on what I've seen in the bathroom, you are an over guy. Correct? As far as toilet paper is concerned.
Yeah, any other way is a fucking psychopath.
Agreed. Okay. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
When your toilet paper is under.
When your toilet paper, when you have the mullet of toilet paper.
You have to push it off.
Where the party's in the back. I'm out.
Oh my God.
I'm out. It has to be over.
I.
Jesus. How many podcasts and you keep.
Man.
I bet when you have sex.
I'm so sorry.
You're on the bottom every time, aren't you? Because all you do is fuck up.
No, I'm.
All you do is fuck directly up.
Anyways,
nope.
I always fix it.
No, I take the whole roll and I smash it into like a fucking taco looking thing, and I wipe with the top of the roll and I throw the whole thing in the toilet and I leave.
Almighty.
And I just leave.
My son. That's what my son would do.
Whole toilet.
It's all good. Just let it clog.
Like, you couldn't do it right, so I couldn't.
I do always fix it though. I don't care where I'm at. I could be at Sam's.
The most mad I've ever been in the toilet.
And they've got like the,
yeah,
like the three or four rolls.
Yeah,
like
you'll one break backwards. It open.
Yeah, I'll just be like, no, that's not the way it goes. Fix it. You're welcome, America.
The most mad I've ever been in a bathroom, besides when I've had to clean up Subway disgusting bathrooms.
Yeah.
I was at Qdoba in Lawton having a real dookie, like a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to wipe my ass, and I realize it's single ply.
Mm.
And I'm like, you are a Mexican public restaurant, and you have single ply? You're asking for it. So I used 412 sheets.
Yeah.
And I wadded that bitch up like a softball when it was done. So it just looked like a chocolate ball from... It looked like one of the Ferrero Rochers.
That's disgusting.
When I was done. Didn't even bother flushing. I was like, this is your problem. This is my contribution to your restaurant.
You just put them on the toilet seat.
And I was like,
didn't
I'm out.
Put it in the toilet.
I actually stuck them under the seat as they hung down, like ornaments. They look like little ghosts hanging out.
A little bit.
I was so mad. I was like, you're fucking kidding me.
I agree.
You know what else I think I fucking hate? I hate when the bathroom doesn't give you an option for how to dry your hands.
Oh,
they're like, you only get the blowers.
That's nasty.
I fucking hate that.
I will say I do like the Dyson.
I use the blower. Like the ones you go, whee, you put your hands in this
one. I'll do the Dyson one. Yeah. That's the only one I'll use.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
I'll use that one.
I want choices.
I mean, I agree. If they have
let me towel off and then let me get out.
So you use both of them?
Yes.
Oh, I've never done that before.
You know what else is a pet peeve? When I walk out of the bathroom and the guy that opens and holds the door for me didn't wash his hands. Mm. Like, he's like, I got you, fam. And it's like, no, you're not polite.
No,
you got
I'm piss good, on your hands. Bro. I'm good.
You got piss on your hands. You're not polite.
Go ahead and close it. Have you seen the new, I say new, they're probably not that new, but like you step on it, it's at the bottom of the door, and you step on it, pull it open with your foot.
Yeah.
That's my jam. That's not a pet peeve. That's my jam.
I don't know why, it's 2020, bathrooms don't even need doors. They need genders. I think everyone should just go wherever. On the floor, inside, outside, whatever makes you feel comfortable. It's 2020, let's be politically correct.
If that was the case, I would... Yeah, no, I would only go to the bathroom at my house. Or on the side of the road, I guess.
No, because here's what I want. I want some cute college girl, politically correct, wants to do everything. You know, this is how society should be. As she walks in and my fucking 390-pound ass on a toilet after too many pieces of Taco Bell just blowing it up.
Yeah.
Just looking like a fucking water hose of brown with your thumb over the spot. Just blasting it in there. And she's like, what is that smell? And I was like, it's a zoo in here, huh, girl? And then she's like, never again. We need gendered bathrooms. And I'm just like, nailed it.
Do you courtesy flush?
Never.
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 So you drop a full hot one and you just sit on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never, ever. Mm-hmm. Like, never, like, be like, okay, that's getting a little strong. No,
listen, if it could be boiling like a cauldron in a witch's house, and I'm not courtesy flush until I'm done.
God. Not even courtesy for yourself? You're okay just to sit there and just
yeah, that's my take work. It in? That's what I did. I did that for society.
I will stand up, look at it, make sure it was good, then I'll flush it, and then I'll sit back
down. You ever have a dookie so impressive that you're like, I don't want to cover it up with toilet paper, so you'll actually wipe, hold on to it, walk to the next toilet, throw it away, flush that one, and leave your massive log in there for the next guy to see?
I don't think I've ever done that.
I haven't either, but I'm waiting for the day. I want to like turn around, see, but you're like, God, and then just like, gotta save that one.
I'm be real honest.
Yeah,
seen a lot of this guys.
Yeah, he's not normal.
Well, he's vegan.
Yeah.
So it comes out as like one.
His looks like the brown Titanic.
One massive.
It's like half
snake.
In the water, half out of the water. Yeah.
Never. I mean, I don't get it. Hmm. Even when I was vegan, it didn't look like that.
No.
They're impressive though. He always makes sure and gives me the good ones. So.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for that. You're a real artist.
Hey, happy birthday tomorrow, bro.
Happy birthday, you old fuck.
Yeah. What are you, 25? 25.
Wow.
This is the year of... I don't know. 24 Scoby year. That's all I know. Golly.
Fly high. He's about to say, but not too I'm high. Still Probably here. Higher. Who knows?
Just go further. I mean, it doesn't have to be higher. Just land. Like, just go further in the trip.
Do you think Creed was playing when the helicopter crashed? Can you take me higher? And the pilot was like, what? And then hits the mountain. And then Kobe's just, whole family's dead.
No, they hit the mountain, but it's all good.
You don't think that's what happened?
No, I don't think so.
What if Kobe was like, you're not my usual pilot, and then like Osama bin Laden turned around and then crashed the helicopter because he thought the mountainside looked kind of like a twin tower? Here we go again. That would happen. What if I love
Here they are. Here we go.
Here's some what ifs.
Here we go.
The what ifs are coming.
I have a pet peeve, so remind me.
Go ahead. Your pet peeve. I'm ready.
No. Go ahead.
No, because I'm gonna keep hitting what ifs even after your pet peeve. So keep
pet
going.
Pet peeve.
Yeah.
Change the trash can. You don't put a bag in. I will. Like I told you last week, I want to kill that person in their sleep.
If here's the thing where you get real petty. If you do some shit that's a pet peeve to me, I'm going to up it to create a conflict.
Mm.
So, like, say you and me are in the office together and you forget to put a bag in.
Yeah.
I'm still throwing trash directly in there without the bag.
Oh, I'm doing that, too.
And then you're going to look at it and you're like, who the fuck threw trash in here without the bag? And I'm going to look at you and I'm like, I watched you take it out and I waited for you to take it out and then I threw it away. This is punishment for not putting a bag in. You're like, oh, I did forget to put the bag in. And I was like, and I'm going to punish you further because I'm not helping you get whatever I just took out there.
No, I straight told you. Yeah. What was this? Two, three weeks ago? Someone took the bag out.
You asked if it was me. And I was like, it wasn't me.
I did ask you.
I don't touch that trash.
Because I was like, that stuff gets under my skin so bad. I was ready to throw something away. And I was
you
like,
couldn't.
No, someone had already thrown something away. And I was like, I'm not, no. Somebody took the trash out. Somebody, the same person possibly, threw the trash away. Or somebody else came in and just threw trash away. I'm not messing with this at all. I took my trash into my car. I was just like, no, I'm done. No, I'm done for today. I'm off the next day. So someone else is going to deal with this tomorrow. See you guys later.
There was more trash in there.
When you came back. No, 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 no. There was a bag in there.
Oh, good.
Someone put a bag in. Good. I don't know who it was. Someone put a bag in. And I was like, good.
I don't know. Like, a lot of things really bother me. A lot of, like, people bother me. And it's really hard for me to justify being good to people and being nice to people. It's really hard for me when, like, when I see you, like, berate someone who's obviously at a minimum wage job, I don't care who you are, I immediately want to fight you.
Even, listen,
even if you're in the right, you're typically 99% of the problem has nothing to do with the employee you're being a dick to.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
And like, if you're an asshole to someone who's in food service, I hope they put their dick and their balls in your food. Like, I hope so.
That is the one thing I will not do because I was in food service and I think it's the same with you.
Yeah.
Dude, you can
fuck up 100 times and I'm going to be like, listen, this is really annoying.
It's not right.
But I know it's not you directly. Like, I never understood that. They're like, my steak came out incorrect, so therefore my waitress is getting no money. And it's like, oh, was she back there on the grill?
No, I agree.
That doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
Now, if you go back there and you're like, hey, who made this steak? And then the one guy raises his hand, you're like, hey, you suck at this fucking job. Like, fuck you, Mike. Learn how to make a steak. That wasn't medium rare. That was medium bullshit.
Hey, I mean, I'll give him at least another shot on a steak. I'll give him one more chance.
I mean, and now, don't get me wrong, I will be annoyed, but I don't take that annoyance out on the employee.
Yeah, no.
Because I'll be mad, but I'll be like, no, things are great. Smile, and then walk away.
No, I'm not that guy, though. I won't just say things are good.
No. I'll complain about it, but I'm not going to take out my annoyance on that person.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like, hey, are you fucking retarded? No. Like,
what you want to really do, yeah, no, I feel you. No, but I will definitely be like, hey, this is my thing. My wife makes me laugh because she won't say anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm she'll like, just sit there and be like,
she'll
I'm
say
not
it to me.
Yeah.
Say it to me. I'm like, tell the person.
Here.
She's like, no, that's fine. I'm like, as soon as the waitress comes back, I'm like, sorry.
My wife's the same way. She'll be like, I really want ranch. And I'll be like, that's the bitch for ranch. It's literally her job. She's like, no, it's fine. And I'll be like, can we get some ranch?
Yes.
And then you're just so happy. They're like, oh, my God, thanks. And it's just like, all you had to do was ask.
It's not that hard.
What are they going to tell you? No, they're going to tell you no. The worst thing they do is be like, oh, we actually don't have, like,
yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, okay, thank you.
I was at Charleston's one time, and I poured an entire, so some smart person or funny person, not really sure, took the Tabasco lid.
Yeah.
Like when you do the, I don't know what that's called.
The little stopper. Like the
stopper. Yeah. Okay, there we go. The stopper lid thing.
That slows it down.
Off.
Yeah.
Me? I get Tabasco everywhere I go. I'm not looking at that. Screw the cap off. Go. It's all over a chicken fried steak, too.
Oh, man.
And I go. And it goes. Whoa. Like, I mean, it's in my mashed potatoes. It's in the French fries. I mean, it's everywhere.
Wait, you just got mashed potatoes and French fries?
Every time.
You double potato it?
Always.
Respect.
Yeah, appreciate Respect. That.
I'm not anti appreciate that. I was like,
hey, come on now.
It's vegetables. They're both vegetables.
Yeah, I agree. So I wasn't going to say anything because I was just like, I'm going to eat it because I like Tabasco. Like, I wasn't that upset about it. But Carrie was,
That's the one time I've seen Carrie, like, upset about something.
Did her hair, like, weirdly start to shorten? And then she looks over, she's like, may I speak to the manager?
No, I mean, nothing happened, but the waitress or waiter came back. And
one of those, my kids aren't white, like, but I am.
Was asking if everything was good. I was like, yeah, everything's good. And she goes, hey, well, hold on. I just want you to know, which I get what she was doing here.
This bottle of
Tabasco doesn't have a stopper on it.
Yeah.
My husband's fine with that because he likes that. He's fine.
But you would ruin someone else's meal.
You're going to ruin somebody else's meal. That's exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's essentially the way it was said.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh my God, I am so sorry. Can I get you a new plate? And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, for real, I'm going to eat it. Like, that does not bother me. I'm good with all of it. It's mm-hmm. cool. They gave us half off the entire thing. I was like,
see, that's nice.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I wasn't complaining. I wasn't going to say anything.
Let me tell you the story about my wife, where she forgets her wallet at home because who knows, and then goes to Walmart, like, because she has to work.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have her wallet. She, like, buys stuff at Walmart using Walmart Pay, the app on her phone, and then, again, knowing she doesn't have her wallet, pulls into Chick-fil-A, orders, goes, oh my God, I just realized I don't have my wallet. And they're like, nah, fam, it's cool. Just come on through and pick it up. She goes, no, I don't have any money. And they were like,
money.
They were like, yeah, we know. We're going to give it to your broke ass because you're obviously fucking poor and stupid. And she's like, no, I swear. Fries and a drink. Mm. She tried to play it off like she only got a drink, and I caught her in the fry lie. It is what it is, because she
that's
was
my
like,
wife too.
It was like $3.30 and I was like, that's more than what a drink costs. And she's like, oh, I also got fries. I was like, yeah, you didn't mention the fries at the beginning of the story.
Yeah,
way to play that off.
Get in there.
And she's like,
get
oops, because like, oops, I forgot about those extra 200 calories I wasn't gonna tell you about. It was like my little sneaky snack secret. And it's like, okay, you fucking. So anyway, she gets it for free, and she's like, isn't that just amazing? And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's store policy for them to do that, like, at this point. Like, they're the Lord's chicken.
They are Chick-fil-A, yeah. So, you know.
I mean, they'll fucking change
McDonald's
your tire.
McDonald's would have been like, bye, bitch.
McDonald's would have let you come up to the window to spit at you because you don't have any fucking food to spit in. You know what I'm saying? McDonald's would have been like, God, you can't even afford a fucking dollar burger? Get the fuck out. Also, how does McDonald's make any profit on a 99-cent burger? What's going on with that? That's not real meat. Something's up.
Oh, I 100% agree.
Also, you know, I'll still order one, but whatever.
Well, Taco Bell makes money on, like, 79-cent burritos.
That's because it's horse meat.
With Taco Bell?
Yeah.
No. So what's McDonald's is my question.
Honestly, probably the meat of immigrants.
Okay.
And midgets.
I didn't think that's where we were
going. Morgues, maybe.
Okay.
But I'm good with it. It tastes great. It runs on America. Freedom. That's why it's a big M. Freedom.
That's what it stands for. Freedom.
Freedom.
Okay.
I actually only like chicken nuggets, which aren't even chicken. I know that for a fact because I have a cousin who is allergic to chicken, but can eat chicken nuggets. No problems.
Well, no. So they were, I don't know if they've come out with them or not yet, but they were saying they're coming out with vegan chicken nuggets. I was like, yeah, they're probably already vegan. Yeah. We just don't
they were
realize
like, you know
that
what?
They're
we're
vegan.
Just going to go ahead and say it. We're going to say the quiet part out loud and just hope no one calls us on it. Yeah.
I was like, oh, they taste the exact same. Cool. All right. Sounds good. Yeah. They're the exact same.
Have you seen the video of the guy who like makes chicken nuggets in front of kids?
Oh, no.
And he like grabs all like the dirty, like gross parts of the chicken and like meals it and mashes it, and all the kids are like, oh, gross, blood. And he like breads it and like cooks it in the oven. And he goes, who wants a chicken nugget? Every fucking one of those kids raised their hands, watched it get made, and they're like, yeah, we don't care.
It's a chicken nugget, right? Yeah, we're good. Thank you. It's a dinosaur shape. Perfect.
Pet peeve, people who go to themed restaurants, like, or like a specific type of restaurant, like an Italian restaurant,
okay,
or, you know, a Mexican or a Tex-Mex restaurant,
and
they go,
don't get
let me get the chicken tenders, please.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, bitch, do you know where we are?
As a kid.
Oh, I can almost let it go as a kid.
That was me.
You have until.
I got chicken strips. I was a connoisseur of chicken strips.
You have until 12. If you're still doing that shit after 12, if you're still doing that shit after 12, if you're a grown-ass woman on a date
Yeah.
And you go, let me get them tendies. I'm going to be like, let me get the check separate.
I will say that.
Yon yon.
The only reason I know this this timeline is because the only reason I ate there mm-hmm. was because my dad was in OU Medical.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a Mexican place in Bricktown called Chilino's.
Okay.
Delicious. Mexican food, I now know, is delicious as well
mm-hmm.
at that restaurant. I know Mexican food
is delicious. Los Tres had underrated chicken tendies.
Hey, Chilino's chicken strips? Hands down. They're real thin,
mm-hmm.
so like crispy. Real crispy,
mm-hmm. But they're flaky good meat, on the inside.
Yeah. But they're good meat on the inside.
So they like have the tenderloins breaded and not just. I hate when you get a chicken tender and it's burnt on the outside, so like the seasoning is kind of like dry and dusty, and you're just like, cool, way to waste a chicken tender.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm gonna eat it, but I'm gonna be upset about it.
Yeah. Quality matters. Yeah, quality matters.
I agree.
One last pet peeve.
One last?
Hmm.
We're doing one on one? You got yours?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another pet peeve. Really fucking generic, like, Facebook posts that people go, oh my God, this is me. And it's like, yeah, bitch, that's everyone. Where they're like, haha, hair messy in a bun, lol, that's just so me. And I'm just like.
And they're all done up except the messy bun.
Yeah.
This is that like, they made. Perfectly messy.
Or they'll be like, listen, or the people who repost their fucking horoscope every day, and it was like, oh my God, this describes my life perfectly. And it's like, you have eyes. And it's like, oh my God, how did they know? Yeah, bitch. Like, fuck off. And those are the same people like retweeting QAnon. They're like, we figured it out. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't even know you had two eyes. You had to wait for a horoscope to tell you. Fuck you.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. That shit pisses me off real hard. Or like people who are dumb as fuck that you remember from high school who are just like, now that I'm 16 and pregnant, but now that I'm 24 and still pregnant with another one with a different baby daddy because all my kids have, what's it called? ADHD, all kids have different dads or whatever. Or ADD, all my kids are different dads. All different dads. Never whatever. You know, it's like, yeah. When your kid's ADD, all different dads.
Yeah.
But she's like, I've got six babies and it looks like a rainbow because I got all different dads. When that bitch is out here talking about, listen, I know politicking and this is how it works in the real world, honey. And it's just like, God, you can't even read. Like there was zero punctuation in that whole fucking four paragraph post of yours. And you want me to respect you? Come on.
I feel you. I'm not a real big fan of as per our last conversation or as per our last email. If you say as per, period.
Like Asperger's.
If you say as per at all in any conversation, written or aloud.
It's condescending.
I want to slap you.
It's basically like saying, since you can't fucking read, and it's like, okay.
When I use it, it's okay. When people use it on me, I'm like, I will kill you.
My favorite thing. So I used to be in a job that had a lot of emailing back and forth.
Yeah.
When they didn't get, like, they asked me a question and I gave them an answer. And then they asked a similar follow-up question that I knew I had answered. I would copy-paste that part of the email right back to them.
I do that.
And I've done it.
I
copy-paste it in with the forward. And listen.
So they're double saying
it. If they ask
it.
Another question... I copy-paste that one back into it, and I'll actually draw the little fucking red circle screenshot on them, and I'll be like, listen, I'll highlight it if you can't fucking figure it out.
Oh, I hate when people highlight emails.
Oh, I love it. No. I love it. Listen, if...
The reason I... Okay, here's why I hate it. Because I'm on a Mac when I'm emailing and stuff, so my entire like background thing is black.
Racist, but okay.
It's dark mode. Dark theme. That's not getting any better.
You're going to say urban?
It's not getting any better as I'm going. Anyways, when you highlight it, it's like bright yellow on like this black screen.
Yeah.
And the text is white.
Power.
Yellow and white?
Mm-hmm.
You really can't read together. Real frustrating.
Yes. Yellow and white isn't actually hard to read. Have you ever pissed in the snow?
Yeah, that big melts.
Big brain time.
Yeah, bro. It doesn't do that on your computer.
Have you pissed on your computer? Have you tried?
I have not tried. That's good. That's a good point. Yeah. I have not tried.
You're not
that.
Even trying.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying.
Not even.
Are we done?
Do you want to be done?
I think we're done. We did our last pet peeve.
I mean, I can go forever on pet peeves. Shit, so much shit pisses me off.
I mean,
I hate people who are adults with speech impediments.
Why? You hate them?
You're a fucking grown-up. Figure it out. Oh, can I get some cheddar? Like, what the fuck God. Are you saying? What are you talking to me right now?
About a lisp. Can you?
That they can't control that so much, but like speech therapy
okay,
exists.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You know okay, saying? So you're not saying all
cheddar.
Speech.
No, it's okay. Like a cheddar, a count to four, and it's like, all right, listen, you're 40 years old. I'm not going to respect my elder if you can't fucking talk to me like an elder. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fucking hate that shit. Adults with visible braces, fuck you. Invisalign.
I agree with that.
Invisalign.
Get it together.
Yeah. I'm not saying, maybe you want to correct your teeth. That's fine. But Invisalign.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I see you with braces money. Again, I'm like, ew, you're a walking fetish. I'm out. Yeah.
It's your jam?
No. Adults not with for braces? Me. No.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, that's just a, like a general. Common fetish oh. kind of thing. And I was like, ew,
is
gross.
That really?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of other things. Like,
that would not
like,
do
that
it
pisses
for me.
Me off a lot. Like, adults that dress like they're trying to be young. So, like, 50-year-old dudes with bedazzled jeans and, like, tap-out shirts? Fuck you. How about that, bro? Fuck you.
I don't disagree.
It drives me crazy.
Tap-out, affliction,
yeah, it's like, buckle dude, clothes. You're 65. Let it go. It's over for you.
Well, too, all that stuff is way out of date.
Yeah. They still got Ed Hardy on. You're like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? He's like, Axe body spray still in, right, dog? And it's like, nah. No, not at all.
I can smell you from what over here, though.
Axe body spray died when I was in middle school still. When it came out, it was dead. It was dead on arrival. It had a good 6-month run, and then it was fucking done. Every time I think about Axe body spray, I'm like, that smells like Nickelback. Like, those coincide. Like, their run was together.
It does just remind me of high school. It's all I can, it reminds me of high school locker rooms.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
When I found out I could light that shit on fire, that was the only purpose it served.
You just sprayed and you it get, and used the lighter.
You knew it was a downhill battle when that shit went from like $4 a can to $1 a can.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The size was the same. You were like, oh, yeah, they're going out of business soon. Mm-hmm. And now they're just surviving. Not. They're just surviving. Like the cockroaches of like the smell good industry for men.
I don't know what it smells like in a high school locker room now.
Now? Fuck. Probably like sexual assault.
Maybe.
Yeah. Just like musty, but also like tears.
I wonder if it smells like high-dollar cologne.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Because you still have poor kids.
That's true.
I wonder, like, that's the real question. What are the poor kids using to smell good now?
Maybe they're just actually using soap and water.
Well, judging from my experience in a locker room, poor kids didn't use soap and water.
Well, I mean, maybe it's changed. That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Webster, you stinky fuck. Little stank ass. I bet you the guys in there are like the giant like pump like liquid body wash, but like too much of it, so it almost smells medicinal. Whereas like kind of burns your nostrils a little bit. It's like this kind of fucking really strong pine.
They use
smell.
Like the minty or yeah. Okay, like that kind of smell, like, yeah.
It's like Axe body spray, but it's just Pine Sol, which is expensive, but it's like a knockoff Lemon Pledge kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They're just spraying on their body and just ring, 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 ring. It's probably what it is.
It sounds about right, I guess.
That mixed with ass. I've never been in a locker room that doesn't smell like absolute ass.
Well, that's true.
Like yeah. Like perfume on top of ass.
No, it's definitely a masking smell. Yeah. It's not a full-blown smell.
No, it smells fucking awful in there.
Even with Axe, which was very fragrant and very strong, still smelled the ass. Didn't really matter.
Don't miss that.
Not at all.
What are the... Oh, when women ask questions because women are fucking stupid.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I thought I would go way off the rail there. No, we're good.
Okay. No. We're good. No. We're good where we're good. At, right?
Yeah. Call it Gucci. Call it Sign Gucci. Off. What you got? Do you... Stay fucking fruity. What do you do?
That's not what I say. Stay Gucci, guys.
This is important, allegedly. We'll be right back.
you don't mess with it, you don't mess with it, you don't mess with it.